Oaks and Ellendale right now, as the Cardinals being introduced on the floor. Let's continue on the Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy pregame show. So the Tornadoes, as I said, they suffered their first loss over the weekend, and you know, going into the weekend, for me on these pregame shows especially, it was just kind of same old, you know. They were rolling, they hadn't lost a set going into the weekend, but some injuries kind of derailed that weekend. Oaks loses Sadie Hansen to a pretty bad ankle sprain, it sounds like, as I was talking with Sadie a little before the game, and she was definitely disappointed, you could tell, but she's still optimistic that she'll be able to get back soon, sooner rather than later, hopefully, and they're going to miss her. She was the leading passer, led the team in assists, led the team in aces, and she was obviously really good on that just that play where she'll just push one to the back corner. She just sees the court so well, as you can probably hear the hooligans behind me, the football team out in full force, as they're in the red, white, and blue attire. So it's going to be a loud one tonight from Oaks High School. Let's get into starting lineups now, brought to you by Custom Machine of Oaks. We're going to run through them pretty quickly here as Custom Machine of Oaks. They are your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. 742-3188. The Oaks lineup fairly similar, but again, without Claire, or I should say without Sadie Hansen, they are going to have to change a couple things up, but their lineup still goes like this. Claire Wagner, Shayla Novak, Allison Jepson back into the starting lineup, and that's good to hear after she missed a game. Nicole Schmitz, Abby Cox, Grace Day, and Jada Sire. So that'll be the starting lineup without Hansen. And quickly for the Ellendale Cardinals, let's get their lineups to you. We'll again run through pretty quickly here. Olivia Histoff, Abby Peterson, Morgan Fisher, Cassie Holm, the libero is Chloe Bollinger, Izzy Grinnick, and Taylor Kriege. Those are the starting lineups for the Ellendale Cardinals. All right, we're about ready to roll here on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, the Tornado. Serving first for the Ellendale, it's going to be Taylor Kriege, the senior. And we're underway. She floats one over to Nicole Schmitz. The pass in the middle of the floor for Abby Cox. Her first pass of the night is a double hit. And a tough start for Abby, who gets put into a position that she's not unfamiliar with. She was the setter earlier in the summer and spring as a second serve. Again, Schmitz the pass to Cox. And she leaves it for Jada Sire, who finds the back corner. And Jada's got the first kill of the night. And we're tied at one. So Abby's not going into the center position blind, which is a good thing without Sadie Hansen. As Jada Sire now on to serve for Oaks, floats one to the back line. High pass, almost goes into the bench. Kriege just has to throw it back into the middle. Greenike now throws it over for the Ellendale Cardinals. Nicole Schmitz on the attack, has it partially blocked and it's kept in the air. Far side now attacking is Histoff. She'll just have to flip one over. Jada Sire, the pass to Abby Cox. Shayla Novak hangs and floats one to the back corner. And Miss Homecoming Queen, Shayla Novak, has her first kill of the night, and it's 2-1 Oaks. And Novak last night named Homecoming Queen as Sire again serves. And that's going to end up being a double hit going against the libero Bollinger. 3-1 Oaks. Thanks for Jada now, 3-1. Sire still on to serve. 3 in a row now for Oaks after falling behind 3-1. Low, Greenick passes, and almost a miscommunication. Histoff was still able to flip it over the net. Nicole Schmitz goes on the attack, and off a partial deflection, it goes out of bounds for Nicole's first kill of the night. 4 in a row now for the Tornadoes after falling behind 1-0. Here in set number one, homecoming week. Kicked off last night with the inductions as Jada Sire almost got an ace, but falling over on the third hit. It was Greenike to send it back to the Oaks side. Nicole Schmitz hammers one in a diving save made by Bollinger. Flips it back to the Oaks side, and that'll eventually be an Ellendale point. It was a miss hit on the Tornado side into the net as we'll have our first sub coming in. It's going to be Bryn Gibson. Serving now is Histoff for Ellendale. Cox sets up Schmitz, who hits one into the hands of Bollinger. Bollinger serves it right back to Nicole, and she hammers one past the blocker for her second kill of the night. It's 5-2 Oaks. It's going to going to be Shelby Miller now checking in for the Ellendale Cardinals. And on to serve, it's going to be Shayla Novak. Novak tees it up, lofts it to the back right corner, and it's just a tad too strong. Out of bounds it goes, and it's 5-3. Oaks still on top. Subs coming in left and right. Cassie Holm back in for Ellendale, and serving now is... that was Miller on the attack. Nicole Schmitz, and she lays one right down the near sideline past a diving Kriege, and it's 6-3. Nicole Schmitz has started her night with three kills in this opening set. Lakin Roney will see her first time on the floor. She subs in for Grace Day. The serve, Kriege passes to the middle. Peterson sets up for Gibson, who swats one over, and it'll eventually drop down from Ellendale point. After a couple of diving bodies on the Oaks side, it's now Oaks 6, Ellendale 4. And on to serve for the Cardinals is Jada Henningsen. Henningsen floats one to Claire Wagner. The pass to Abby Cox sets one high into the air for Nicole Schmitz. This time on the other side of the floor, and she'll hammer one down. Off the hands of Chloe Bollinger and into the net it goes. And Nicole's got kill number 4 tonight, 7-2-4. Oaks on top on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Schmitz now to serve. Got such downward movement on that serve. Unfortunately, it goes into the net, and that'll be a service error against Schmitz. 7-5 Oaks on the JVG scoreboard. JVG, your locally owned and operated grain company, is proud to serve their communities. For up-to-date cash quotes, check out jamesvalleygrain.com. Wagner takes the serve, gives it to Cox. Now Jada Sire, the runner, will just tip one over. Pass along the near sideline. Kriege in the middle of the net for Holmes. She was blocked, and now it's going to be a lift. All right. That'll be a point for the Tornadoes. Subbing in for Ellendale, Izzy Greenike. She'll sub in for Bryn Gibson. Ellendale coached by Jasmine Smith. Got her team with a 110-1 record right now. And I think there was a... a rotation issue. Official in front of the scorer's table now going to go over to the head official. Wonder if someone went out of order or what it was. Well, it's Oaks 8, Ellendale 5, set number 1. One of two matches for Oaks this week. Home match tonight against Ellendale, and they travel to Ashley Thursday to take on the South Border Mustangs. So busy week for the volleyball squad, couple of matches. But fortunately, they don't have a tournament this coming weekend, so they can kind of rest up, hopefully rest up. Like I said, Sadie Hansen missing tonight's match. Allison Jepson just getting back from an injury. Even at the JV level, they have a couple different concussions, Nicole was telling me earlier today, so they are banged up pretty much through and through. All right, we're ready to play now as Wagner serves one to the back line. His stop passes one into the middle. Chance for Kriege, and she floats one over, but it's out of bounds along the far sideline. A little too cute as she tried to drop one on the sideline and pushed it just a tad too strong, and a point for Oaks, 9-5. Wagner to serve again. Greenike the pass into the middle for Henningsen. Some miscommunication on that far sideline as it's just dumped over by Kriege. Abby Cox sets up Shayla Novak, who hammers one into the hands of Henningsen. Nice dig. Back to the Oaks side. Novak again hangs and bangs right off that far sideline. Shayla Novak with kill number 2 of the evening. Gotta love the football guys when they're here. They bring energy and excitement like none other. Wagner serves again. Far side, Kriege throws it back into the middle, and more miscommunication. This time it was Henningsen and Holm kind of looking at each other. And eventually Holm bangs it into the middle of the net. 11-5, Oaks has opened up a sizable lead here in the first set. Wagner too strong on the serve, and Ellendale gets a break on the service error. It's now 11-6. Serving now for the Cardinals, Holm, as she misses off the left sideline. So back-to-back service errors now for Ellendale and Oaks. Grace Day will sub back in for Lake and Roney, and Day will be on to serve. Ellendale wearing the maroon uniforms. I think that's maroon, right? Dark red, something like that, with the black trim and the white numbers. Oaks in the home whites, black numbers, orange trim. serve. Kriege going to set one up for Henningsen in the middle, and she gets it over the net, pass to blocking Abby Cox, and it drops in for an Ellendale point. Cox had a hand on it, but unfortunately it rolled off her right side of her hand. As now on the serve is Kriege, as it's 12-7 Oaks. On the serve, the pass comes back to the Ellendale side. It was swatted over by Morgan Fisher, but Oaks gets it back now. Abby Cox. Jada Sire misfires, and that one's into the net. Point Ellendale. Cox a little too much behind the pass. Almost had Sire pretty much standing on the sideline right in front of the Oaks bench. Heather Kriege serves again. 12-8 our score. Grace Day takes it on the back line. Now for Abby Cox, and her pass goes over the net, and out of bounds it goes, 12-9. Looking over at Coach Sherry Christensen, I don't know if frustrated is the right word. I think just maybe a tad frustrated. Shayla Novak on the attack, and that's going to fall down for a point. Good dig by Bollinger, but it almost went into the first row of stands, and that's Shayla Novak's third kill tonight. This is a heck of a two-day stretch for Shayla. Homecoming queen last night. Three kills to begin the first set tonight. It's 13-9 Oaks. Jada Sire serves once again. Sire had an ace her first time up. Pass goes right at the net, and it'll just be pushed over by Kriege. Diving effort made by Sire. Now to Abby Cox. Just floats it back into the middle. Novak, the runner, gets it over the net. Now a chance for Ellendale on the attack. Kind of an off-balance attack that was hissed off. She gets it over. Now Nicole Schmitz hammers one past the blockers, and it falls in front of Morgan Fisher for an Oaks point. Kill number five for Nicole Schmitz. Sire to serve again. 14-9 Oaks. Floats one over. Pass goes pretty much directly into the air, flailing, as that was Bollinger just to get it to a different teammate, and they get it over the net. Now Shayla Novak connects on kill number four. Bounces it off the left arm of Fisher, and out of bounds it goes. Oaks 15, Ellendale 9 on the James Valley Green scoreboard. Sire to serve again. She's on a couple of good different runs now so far tonight. Greenick, the pass into the middle. Kriege goes to the far side for Peterson. Gets it over. Nicole Schmitz to Abby Cox. Back to Nicole Schmitz, who taps one over. Good dive. High into the air, right at the net. Abby Cox knocks it back over, and that'll be a point for Oaks as it goes out of bounds off the hand of Olivia Histoft. 16-9. Jada Sire, she has been their most effective server, at least in terms of score so far tonight, and that'll be an ace. Bad pass from Kriege, goes almost into the net, and Jada's got her second ace in the opening set. 17-9, Oaks on top. Sire to serve again. Tumbles one over, dug out by Greenike. Kriege, I think on the pass, connected with the net. Actually, she may have double hit it. All right. I think either way, you probably could have got her in the net, too. 18-9 now. Jada Sire again to serve. Ooh, two different players almost collide for the Cardinals, and this will just be pushed over by Morgan Fisher. Day serves it back over to Fisher, who gets her first kill of the night. Grace Day with a bad pass, pretty much, well, it was a good pass for Morgan Fisher, I suppose, as that's a kill for Morgan. No, Redman, you stay there. Team's stay there, leading attacker gets her first kill tonight. Sire digs out the serve to Abby Cox, who passes to Nicole Schmitz, who gets one past the defense of Fisher and Peterson. And Nicole's got six kills in this first set. Have a couple subs coming back in. Allison Jepson will check in for Oaks. And for Claire Wagner. And on to serve, Aubrey Steiner. Also on the homecoming court last night as she floats one to the corner. And again, getting into the net, that was Kriege. Taylor, the center, has been set up now a couple of times where she's pretty much been under the net trying to pass, and that usually doesn't bode well. 20-10 as Steiner gets an ace. This time the serve and the pass a little better as Fisher tips it over, blocked by Jepson, dug out by Cox, and swatted over by Grace Day. It's dug out on the Ellendale side by Miller. Chance for Fisher, no good, into the top of the net. And it's 21-10. Steiner again to serve. Pass from Gibson comes to the near side, and Peterson finds the net again. 22-10. Every time the opposing team swats one into the net, the football player's behind. They have that big pair of scissors. Say, who put that net there? Cut it down. 22-10, our score. Timeout taken by Ellendale in this first set. We'll step aside and take a timeout of our own. Good start for the Tornadoes here during homecoming week.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is ready to help you have a safe harvest. Their certified techs are ready to assist you with hydraulic systems, full diagnostic computer capability on engines and transmissions, full trailer services, and more. Their on-site inventory makes a fast return to the field. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Have a safe harvest season from Oaks Truck and Trailer, just south of Oaks. Call 742-3342. That's 742-3342.
Coming off the Ellendale timeout, Steiner to serve again. Pass from Bollinger to Kriege. Far side, chance for Gibson, and she was blocked. Allison Jepson with the rejection, and it's 23-10. Welcome back, Allison. Heck of a play for her first block of the night. Steiner, let's see if we can't close this out in the next couple of serves, huh? Gets one of the back line. Kriege going to set up the offense. Peterson on the attack. Grace Day just punches at it. Jada Sire serves it back to the net. And Abby Cox will just flip it over for the Tornadoes. Off balance pass tipped over by Fisher. It was blocked all the way back to the service line. And Ellendale will serve it over. That was Gibson getting it over. Chance for Jepson again. And she hammers one past the defense. And it connected on the far sideline. Allison Jepson with a kill. And we have game point coming up. Steiner's come on, and we've gone, let's see here, five in a row, I believe. Steiner to serve. That was Gibson. Gibson's going to run and get the attack, and she smacks one into the middle of the net, and that's going to do it. 25-10. Oaks takes his first set, and a good start for the Tornadoes on their, pretty much their homecoming night for the volleyball team. They win the first set by 15. We'll reset. Teams will switch sides. And we'll come back for set numero dos here on the Tornado.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change. Bank North. New name, but values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
Columbia Grand of Oaks would like to wish the Oaks Tornadoes and all area teams the best of luck this season. CGI now has opportunities for organics, fertilizer, and edibles. Please contact us if you have any questions on your marketing plan or have target prices in mind. We are just a phone call or text away. Grain bids are available by text or email. Contact Abby, Dustin, or Tiffany at 742-2982. Stay positive, work hard, and make it happen. Go Tornadoes!
Staying on top of your health is important for every single aspect of your life. Sanford Health Oaks Clinic is here to make sure all your needs are taken care of right in your hometown. With Sanford Oaks, you can experience a close relationship with a provider that is a part of your community and who will be your health partner for life. To learn more about the services offered in your town, visit sanfordhealth.org.
I'm Andrew Delabar, your Oaks Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Oaks Tornadoes on KDDR. Call 701-742-3552 or stop by my office at 412 Main Avenue for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey, this is senior outside hitter Jada Sire, and you're listening to Tornadoes Volleyball on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, The Tornado.
Set number two coming up. Oaks takes the first one, 25-10. Good start for the Tornadoes. Ace Sauerwein back with you here on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, The Tornado. So no Sadie Hansen tonight for Oaks. They'll probably be without her for, and I guess, at least a couple weeks. And she said, too, she was hoping to get back in a couple weeks. So Abby Cox filling in at the center position. I think there were some jitters in that first set. But hopefully now that she is back in that role, she'll be able to settle down and get things right. As Oaks will be attacking left to right in the second set. Ellendale right to left. Jada Sire to serve first as she began tonight's match, and we're underway in the second set. Pass almost goes out of bounds along the far sideline. Hristov gets it back to Bollinger, who swats it over. Dug out by Sire. Chance for Novak, and she was blocked. And the ball comes back into the court of play. Morgan Fisher with a block. And Ellendale takes the opening point, 1-0 in the second set. Ellendale took the first point in the first set as well. Went on to lose 25-20, and Jada Sire receives the serve. Abby Cox sets one up for Shayla Novak, the runner, and she gets it past the defense of Gibson. I think it actually deflected off the left hand of Bryn Gibson, down for an Oaks point. We're tied up at one. Novak having herself a good night. Four kills that first set, and she'll sub out now. Aubrey Steiner going to check back in. She went on that run to end the first set serving, and she'll serve once again. Over the net it goes. Chance for Gibson along the near sideline, and she gets it over. Partially blocked by Jepson, and it rolls pretty much parallel with the net and falls down for an Ellendale point. And Steiner stays quick. She subs out for Novak, who subs out for Wagner. Now Morgan Fisher on to serve. Got that block to start the set. Drops one over. Jada Sire digs it out. Abby Cox tried to flip one over quickly, and it's going to work eventually. Bad pass from Gibson goes into the bottom of the net. Abby was smiling the whole time. She goes, I tried. Well, you tried, and hey, it worked. I think that's more of a try. I think that's a success. 2-2. Cox now serves. Pass from Peterson into the middle. Goes back to Peterson and said Gibson's going to cut her off and just flip one over. Abby Cox sets one up for Lakin Roney, who gets one into the defense, but it falls in front of home for an Oaks point. So there's Roney with her first kill in limited playing time tonight. Abby Cox serves again. 3-2 our score on the JVG scoreboard. Pass goes in the middle of the floor and nobody was there. Abby Peterson a late break trying to dive and pass one up, but it rolls on the ground, and that's an Oaks point, 4-2. There's an ace for Abby Cox. Ooh, nearly got number two as it almost went through the hands of Bollinger and said punched over by Holm, and that's going to fall down as both blockers, Jepson and Roney, were falling back to the ground. They couldn't make good contact on it, and that'll end the Oaks run. It's now 4-3. Oaks still on top. Here's Abby Peterson to serve. To the back for Claire Wagner. Passes to Abby Cox. Nicole Schmitz almost out of bounds. Somehow tucked it inside the out of bounds line. Well done. Ellendale keeps it up though as Kriege swats it over. Wagner, the pass to Cox going far side now. Nicole Schmitz will just volley one over. And it's dug out in the middle of the floor. Holm too strong. Nearly hit the line, Judge. But it was blocked, says the head official. I did not see that. Not saying it was a bad call. I just straight up did not see it. 4-4 our score. And again on to serve is Peterson. Jada Sire has this one roll off her left arm and bang off the wall for an ace for Peterson. Peterson with an ace. I think that might be Ellendale's first ace of the night. Claire Wagner receives that serve for Abby Cox. Jepson taps it over. Just got it over. Far side now for Ellendale. That's Kriege. Partially blocked, kept up by Wagner. Nicole Schmitz on the attack. Throws one to the near sideline. Sliding attempt, Miller. Sends it back to the Oaks side. Dug out, kept up by Ellendale. And now it'll just be swatted over by Gibson. And eventually out of bounds off the hands of Wagner. And a point for Ellendale. So Gibson with a kill there. And it's 6-4. Ellendale has the lead. Jada Sire sliding to her knees. The pass to Wagner. The pass to Roney. And she blasts one off the hands of Miller. To the back line, just flailed at by Bollinger. Miller will get it over the net, but out of bounds it goes into the Oaks bench, and a point for Oaks, 6-5. Nicole Schmitz on to serve. Her first serve tonight went into the net. See how number two goes. Drops one in. Well, that's going to be a return as it was dug out, just barely trickled over the net. Sire tips it back over, and now Ellendale on the attack. It's swatted over by Gibson. A high pass from Schmitz to Cox to Jepson, and a beautiful placement for Allison Jepson. Tucked it along the near sideline, pretty much right at the net to tie the game. Jepson's second kill of the night. Nicole Schmitz, her third serve. That one's higher into the air, and a good job by Shelby Miller to pull those hands back at the last second and let that one go long. And a point for Ellendale, 7-6. Cardinals reclaim the lead on the JVG scoreboard. Serving for Ellendale is the Greenike, the senior. One step forward. A lot of spin on that one as it comes to the near sideline. Jepson the pass to Wagner. High into the air for Jada Sire. Pushes one over into the arms of Peterson at the net. Kriege sets one up for Histoff, who is blocked. Comes back to the Ellendale side. Now back to the Oak side, and Jepson just mistimed her attack and pounds one into the top of the net. And Coach Christensen for Oak, she was just saying, hey, no need to get a backswing on that. Just block it over. Nobody was in front of you. As Jada Sire receives the serve to Abby Cox. Back to Sire. Swats one off the knuckle of Izzy Greenike, and out of bounds it goes. Point Oaks. That one was going to be close. Couldn't quite tell if it was going to find the line or not. Jada Sire the kill, and it's now 8-7 Ellendale. Claire Wagner to serve. Pass goes high into the air off the hands of Bollinger, and we'll get an illegal pass there from Jada Henningsen. And a point for Oaks. We're tied up at 8 apiece. Wagner to serve again. Lofts one over. The pass from Bollinger into the middle of the net for Henningsen. And it'll be pushed over by Kriege. Wagner, the pass back to Schmitz. Jada Sire just taps it over. A couple of flails. A third flail. And somehow Ellendale clears it over the net again. Claire Wagner high into the air. Nicole Schmitz hammers one down. No stopping that one. Nicole, another kill for her. And it gives Oaks a 9-8 lead in the second set. Seven kills for Nicole. Wagner to serve, drops one into no man's land. Sliding attempt as Peterson gets it back to the Oak side. Another chance for Schmitz. This time hammers one past the service line and out of bounds it goes, 9-9. Ellendale not going away through the first 18 points of this second set. Cassie Holm to serve. Schmitz the pass to Abby Cox to Shayla Novak, who hangs and smashes one down. How about Novak? She's having herself a great day. She's got 6 kills. Like I said, she's having a great couple of days. Homecoming queen last night. 6 kills tonight. Not too bad as Grace Day serves to the back line for Bollinger. Pass goes high into the air. Now a chance for Histoff on the attack. Far side, smashes it into the net. Point Oaks. Yeah, who put that net there? 11-9, Oaks on top after the miss hit. Grace Day, the lefty, tees it up, swats it over. Pass goes from Greenike to the middle for Kriege, setting up Fisher, who gets one past a blocker, but a great dive by Nicole Schmitz. Kept alive, and Jada Sire will just roll one over. The pass from Bollinger goes to Henningsen, and now it's just swatted over by Fisher. Abby Cox setting up Jada Sire. The runner is tipped to the back line for Bollinger, who sets one up for Fisher. Now smacking one over the net. That was Morgan Fisher. Jada Sire on the attack for Oaks. Kept up by Ellendale. Near sideline. It was missed time. Kept up by a couple of crazy hits, and Nicole Schmitz got it over the net, but it was out of bounds. Boy, a very crazy sequence there. Back and forth it went. Oaks got a couple of tremendous digs to keep the volley alive, but it eventually falls for an Ellendale point, and they trail 11-10. Serving for the Cardinals, Kriege to Claire Wagner. The pass right at the net for Abby Cox, who leaves one for Novak, who is blocked by Morgan Fisher. That's a second big block Fisher has come up with tonight, and we're tied at 11. Well, that first set went 25-10. The second one, much, much different. Wagner receives the serve to Abby Cox, who battles at the top of the net, rolls along the net, kept up by Oaks. Shayla Novak tries to tip one into no man's land. Couple hits, and that one's into the net. And actually, that's going to be a lift anyways. Abby Peterson had her back against the net. Tried to volley one over her head, but fortunately, that wasn't legal. Jada Sire now to serve with her team up 12-11. Greenike, the pass to Kriege, high into the air for Fisher, who just taps one over. Day to Cox, to Nicole Schmitz, off the block, and a point for Nicole as it goes out of bounds on the Ellendale side. 13-11, another kill for Nicole. Leading the way with eight of them tonight, Jada Sire, who's been effective at the service stripe, will drop one in. Peterson to Kriege, back to Peterson, off the heel of her hand, a diving effort made by Jada Sire, but that one goes out of bounds and a point for Ellendale. And real good placement that time from Abby Peterson. Pulls Ellendale back within a point as Bryn Gibson will check back in for Ellendale. Serving, Hystop. Abby Cox sets one up for Schmitz, high into the air. Off the block, it's going to drop down for an Ellendale point. Boy, that's the third time tonight that Morgan Fisher has been involved on a block. Although looking at it, it might be Abby Peterson who got the block because she's holding her elbow right now. And there's a lot of heat behind those Nicole Schmitz attacks. So this time Nicole will go with the soft touch. Over the net it goes. Now a chance for Ellendale on the attack. It's Abby Peterson. Grace Day passes it high into the air. Abby Cox back to Jada Sire. Hits one to the back line. Bollinger sets one up for Kriege at the net, who sets one up for Fisher. And she rolls one in. Front of a diving Sire and a diving Wagner. And it's 14-13 Ellendale. Cardinals reclaim the lead, not going away in the second set, and we're tied up into the middle of the net as Hystop on the service error. Novak is coming in, but she'll sum out for Steiner now. So we got a good one going. Set number two. Oaks playing without Sadie Hansen again for a couple of weeks as Steiner floats one to the back line, flailed at by Bollinger to Kriege, then to Fisher, hammers one into the hands of Day, who keeps it up, and there's Nicole Schmitz on the runner, gets it over. Ellendale on the attack now. There's Fisher hanging and almost mistimed the hit, and that was blocked by Abby Cox, and after an extra hit, it goes into the net to the point for Oaks. Abby Cox has come up with a couple of good blocks tonight. Steiner to serve again. Her team up 15-14, taken in the back corner by Shelby Miller and pushed over by Morgan Fisher. Abby Cox sets one up for Nicole Schmitz. Blocked again, but this time kept up by the Tornadoes. Schmitz again on the attack, and this time trying to cut one along the near sideline, and just out of bounds it goes, and a point for Ellendale. It's four times now that Nicole has been blocked. You don't see that very often. We're tied at 15. Serving is Fisher. Wagner flails at it and hammers it off the back wall. 16-15. And Coach Sherry Christensen not very pleased, and she'll call a timeout in the second set. Well, it's Ellendale 16, Oaks 15. Here in set number two, the Tornadoes took the first set, but they're having some issues. In set number two, we'll take a quick 30-second break and be back on the other side of this.
Quilt and Sew in Oaks truly is a quilter's dream, offering everything a sewer and quilter would need. Now is the time to think about a Christmas quilt or Christmas kit for someone special. Right now, all Christmas fabric is 30% off, along with great deals on Halloween fabric, 40% off, and a variety of fabric for just $3.99. Coming up in October is the Lemoyne Star Workshop. Call for more details. Quilt and Sew, located on Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-2642.
OHS chant raining throughout the timeout, trying to get the Tornadoes back into this one. They trail 16-15, and a very sloppy performance tonight for Oaks. And the clock hits zero. We should be ready to go, and we are. Teeing one up is Fisher. She drops one to Claire Wagner. The pass into the middle of the floor for Jepson. Leaves one for Nicole Schmitz. Hammers one off the hands of Kriege. Kept alive. Back into the court, and it'll just be shoveled over by Holm. Nicely done, Ellendale. Cox for Jepson. Has to just flip that one over. Now Kriege setting one up in the middle of the floor for Holm. It was partially blocked, and there was Jada Sire to keep it up, and Nicole Schmitz hammers one into the stick out of bounds, and it's 17-15 Ellendale. This is an Oaks team that won 36 sets in a row at one point. Struggling here tonight. Jada Sire pushes one to the back line. There's Fisher at the net. Kriege leaves one in the middle of the floor for Holm, who hammers one over. Jada Sire's pass led Abby Cox into the net, and that's what they'll call it for. 18-15 now. Ellendale on top. Cardinals student section. Across from me, wearing some cowboy getup, I think. As Savvy Cox pass high into the air, Jada Sire just pushes one over. in the middle of the floor. Now to the far side, Abby Peterson will just knock one over for Ellendale. Cox sets up Schmitz. This time she rolls one to the far sideline, and a good pass from Bollinger to Kriege. Back to Nelson, or I should say Gibson. She hammers it over. Now a chance for Oaks, though. There's Schmitz, kept up by Holm. In the middle of the floor, partially blocked at the top of the net. And this one's going to go out of bounds into the Oaks bench. Point Ellendale. Well, I don't know. This match kind of flipped when it was, what, about 12-12. Ellendale has had some serious momentum here, and they're up 19-15 on the Tornadoes. Jepson, the runner, taps it to the back line for Fisher. Kriege to Peterson, bad pass, but Peterson, falling out of bounds, gets it back to the Oak side. Nicole Schmitz on the attack, just swats one down, and it goes through the defense of Peterson and Holm for a Nicole Schmitz kill. Ending the run, Abby Cox going to serve. Lake and Roney to check in for Grace Day. 19-16 in the second set. Cox to serve. Pass from Peterson, far side, out of bounds. Holm again somehow steered that one in bounds, and this time, Claire Wagner will just have to flip one over, and it made contact on that back left corner. I couldn't tell from here. Bollinger was right in front of my vision. I couldn't see where the ball hit, but hey, that's a point for Oaks, and we'll take it. 19-17. Chance for Holm. Hammers one into the net. Make it 19-18. Oaks slowly but surely coming back. Haven't lost a set at home yet this year. Cox to serve. Dug out by Kriege. Pushed over by Peterson. Chance for Oaks. It's going to be Nicole Schmitz. Off the fingertips of a block and down for a kill. Abby Cox. Or I should say Nicole Schmitz again. And we'll get another timeout taken. This time by the Ellendale Cardinals. Tied up at 19 in the second set. We've got a good one brewing. Oaks up 1-0. But again, Ellendale hanging tough. As we'll take a quick 30-second break on the Tornadoes.
Dominey Sales and Service in Oaks would like to wish the Oaks Tornadoes the best of luck. Contact Tracy at Dominey Sales and Service. They're your local LG, Golden Harvest, and Stein seed dealer. And check out the feed store, offering Hubbard and Purina feeds, muck boots, and they carry everything you need for your livestock. For more details, call Dominey Sales and Service at 742-3081. That's 742-3081. Dominey Sales and Service.
Tied up at 19 in the second set. Oaks and Ellendale in a good one. In between timeouts, it's really good to see Sadie Hansen, despite the injury, still active with the team, talking with Abby Cox, the new setter. Probably giving her some pointers, some tips. Cox is on to serve now. Oaks trying to reclaim the lead in the set. Cox floats one over. Dug out awkwardly by Miller, and that's going to be an ace for Abby. Second ace tonight for Abby Cox. And it's 20-19. Oaks back on top. Cox to serve. Taken by the libero Bollinger, and an illegal hit falling backwards. There's a lift to make it 21-19. Back-to-back aces for Abby. Cox to serve on a line. Just gets it over the net, sliding to her knees. Bollinger, the pass to Peterson, into the middle of the floor for Gibson, who is blocked. Back to the Ellendale side. Gibson again, this time from the near sideline to Jada Sire. Nice pass to Abby, who dumps one in, and that'll drop down for a point. Well done, Abby Cox. Bryn Gibson couldn't get to it in time. Well, she did, I suppose. She made contact with it, but it went into the scorer's table, and it's 22-19. Cox to serve again. Taken by Bollinger. Pass comes to the near side for Holm as she knocks one over. Abby Cox sets up Schmitz. Hammers one off the top of the net. Did they say it was blocked? They did. Now we'll take it. 23-19. Abby Cox to serve again. Pass from Miller to Peterson to Holm, and she was blocked by Allison Jepson. Game point coming up, 24-19. And before we get it, we'll get an Ellendale timeout. Boy, after the second timeout, Oaks has gone on a run. 24-19, Tornadoes on top. We'll take, I think we're going to keep it right here. I don't think we'll have enough time at this point to take a timeout. As you can hear, it is a it's pretty loud in here. I am right in front of the student section, like I said. I feel like when they're chanting, I shouldn't even talk. I feel like they overpower me. Oh, man. Football guys out. Great to see them here. They'll be in action Friday night against the Lisbon Broncos. That's fun for multiple reasons. Obviously, homecoming, but it's also a homecoming in which it is going to be the first time in 15 years that Oaks and Lisbon has played. All right. Back to volleyball. Timeout comes to an end. Abby Cox will try and close this one out. Up 24-19, looking for a 2-set-to-none lead. Cox flips one over, and that's going to do it. Yeah, we'll take it. Went in between Miller and the libero Bollinger. And Abby Cox with another ace. 4 so far for Abby. And Oaks comes from behind. They were down 3 at one. They were down 4 at one point, as a matter of fact, and come back to take that set. As we're headed to the third, Oaks up 2-0. Tornadoes come from behind. Let's see if we can't get a clean sweep to close out our homecoming volleyball match here on the Tornado.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. Shingrix and flu vaccines are available. Walk-ins are welcome. This month, Flonase Sensimist is on sale for your seasonal allergies. And check out their new therapeutic compression socks, new Zoom cleaning products, and all your orange and black supplies for homecoming. Visit Oaks Family Pharmacy and experience the quality difference in your care today.
It's back to school time, and Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks can help you go to the top of the class. Your projects deserve quality building materials at competitive prices, and you'll get an A when you shop at Mertz Lumber. Their tools, building supplies, and farm and home supplies measure up to the test. Practice your ABCs and 1-2-3s and stop at Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where back to school time is home project time.
It's here, and it's that time of year again. Stop at Terrace Rifty Point Pharmacy and get your flu shot. No appointment necessary, and it's free with major insurance carriers. If your schedule is busy, just call Terrace Rifty Point and let Tara bring the flu shot to you. Protect yourself and those you love. The flu season is right around the corner. Flu shots available at Terrace Rifty Point, 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824. Locally owned, locally trusted, and locally loved.
Set coming up. Oaks took the first 25-10. Second one goes 25-19. A little tougher the second time round, but they get the job done and take a 2-set lead. Going to number 3, Ace Sauerwein with you here from Oaks High School, part of homecoming week. Match number 1 of 2 matches this week for the Tornadoes. Oaks will travel to Ashley on Thursday to take on the South Border Mustangs. But before they do that, need to finish things off here. Well, the in-between break brought to you by Oaks Truck and Trailer. They have ASC certified mechanics on staff offering diesel, truck, and engine repairs. That's Oaks Truck and Trailer, 742-3342. Well, it's not been the greatest performances for Oaks, but they have a 2-0 lead as Kriege to serve, and Wagner falling down, the pass to Schmitz goes high into the air. Now Novak will just shovel one over. Kriege almost her pass goes out of bounds. Abby Peterson just flips it back into the middle, and Bollinger serves it over. Now Jada Sayer pushes one down the line. Nice save by Kriege. Again out of bounds. Peterson flips it back to the far side, and Histop hammers one off the net and dropping down for an Ellendale point, and they lead 1-0. Oaks' passing tonight has been sloppy at best as Jada Sayers passed. That was a good one to Abby Cox, who leaves it for Novak, who tips it over, and it was pretty much caught by Fisher off the deflection from Kriege, and it's 1-1. And right as I say, it was sloppy passing. 2 excellent passes generates Oaks' first point of the third set. Tied at one, Jada Sire leads off serving again. On a line taken by Bollinger to Kriege. Far side, Abby Peterson almost mishit, but it almost worked out for her as well. Schmitz dives and keeps it alive, and now Day will just flip one over. There's Fisher getting one off a blocker. Jada Sire the dive. Abby Cox sets one up for Schmitz, who is blocked again. And a couple deflections, and it goes back over. Are you kidding me? No one actually deflected off the back of Nicole Schmitz, and we'll keep playing. Abby Cox tries to drop one over quick. At the net, Fisher swats one out of bounds. Boy, and that volley, or that save from Claire Wagner, she dove. It caromed off the right shoulder, it looked like, of Nicole Schmitz as she was facing the net. And that's what kept it alive and notches Oaks' second point. Fisher on the attack. There's Grace Day to keep it alive for Oaks. Cox serves one to Schmitz, who just kind of twirls one over. Fisher mistimes one and drops it into the net. Miss hit for Ellendale, and it's now 3-1 Oaks. Three in a row now for the Tornadoes. Jada Sire again to serve, taken by Bollinger. Kriege to Fisher, and too strong was Morgan Fisher. Past the back line, four in a row now for the Oaks Tornadoes. Serving again, Sire, four in a row for Oaks. Cutting that one off was Greenike, pass into the middle for Kriege. And this one is hammered high into the air. Nicole Schmitz, she'll make sure that there is no doubt about it and just tap one down. It was hanging over the net. And Nicole will get the kill. Let's see, how many kills do I have for Nicole right now? 11, I think. And Jada Sire serves one out of bounds, and that'll end the Oaks run. Five in a row for Oaks to put them up 5-2 now. Bryn Gibson going to sub in for Ellendale in place of Izzy Greenike. Serving is Histop. Oh, man, and unfortunately, Grace Day was going to let it drop, but she kept backing up and ended up hitting off her left knee when she was standing out of bounds. Tough break, mental mistake for Day, and that'll be an ace for Histop. Now the serve goes from Wagner to Cox to Shayla Novak, who tumbles one off the top of the net and down for a point. Novak with another kill. That is 8 for Shayla. And it's 6-3 Oaks. Aubrey Steiner seeing more playing time this evening. She'll serve once again. Down the near sideline, punched into the air by Miller, falling out of bounds. Kriege sets one back up for Fisher, who hammers it into the hands of Jada Sire. Now Nicole Schmitz on the attack, down the near sideline. She drops it past the defense, 7-3 Oaks. 12 kills for Nicole. Steiner to serve. To the back line, pushed up by Bollinger. Near side, Peterson tumbles one out of bounds along the far sideline. Well, if that was probably less than a foot. I was thinking, 6 inches or so. Didn't miss by much along that far sideline. Steiner serves with her team up 8-3. Kriege, the pass, and that was a lift. And a point for Oaks, 9-3. So Steiner, it seems like every time Steiner has been at the line tonight, she has gone on a pretty good run. And okay, should have just kept my mouth quiet. She serves one too long. Sorry, Aubrey. That's on me. That's the old announcer's jinx. Steiner out, Wagner back in, Fisher to serve for Ellendale, 9-4 on the JVG scoreboard. Chance for Nicole Schmitz, hammers one into the middle of the defense. Nicole getting on a tear right now. There's that streak in the second set where she probably had 4 out of 6 attacks blocked, but she's on a run now, and it's 10-4, Cox to serve. The runner along the near sideline for Gibson. Blasted past the defense and down for an Ellendale point. Gibson has had a pretty good night. The freshman subbing in is going to be Jada Henningsen. Henningsen floats one over on the serve. Wagner the pass to Cox. High into the air for Jepsen. Jepsen rolls one over as the pass goes high in the air from Bollinger to Henningsen. Far side, Gibson is going to have to flip it over. Sire's pass to Abby Cox. Far side, it's Lake and Roney. Hammers it over the defense, and Bollinger couldn't get a good pass off, and that's going to be an Oaks point. Lakin Roney, her first kill tonight. Gabby Cox, she's done a good job to settle in over the last set and a half or so as Nicole Schmitz serves, and Nicole Schmitz gets an ace. You can tell maybe there were some jitters early on for Abby, but she's off and rolling. 12-5, Schmitz, and speaking of roll, just rolls that to the back line. It was somehow dug out by Miller. That serve is so tough. And on the attack, Bollinger into the bottom of the net. Oaks point. Timeout taken, Ellendale. Cardinals have fallen behind here, 13-5. Oaks looking for a clean sweep here on Homecoming Night, Volleyball Edition here on the Tornado.
A remodel, addition, or new construction is a lot like a puzzle. You look at the shapes, the colors, and what you envision as a finished work of art. And now, with special pricing on Showplace Cabinetry, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor in Oaks can help you worry about one less piece of the puzzle. They will fit you with American-made cabinetry that is diverse and adaptable to your unique style. Every single piece is backed for a lifetime. Still juggling ideas in your mind? Make a puzzle, a masterpiece, at Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, 2 miles south of Oaks. Overnight forecast from Ag Central meteorologist McCare. Partly cloudy skies to begin the night. Clear skies going into Wednesday morning with an overnight low of 49 degrees. Wednesday is going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s and windy out of the west-northwest at 20 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 60 with a lighter breeze out of the south-southwest at 12 miles an hour. For more weather anytime, log on to newsdakota.com.
Schmidt serves as we resume play in the middle of a volley right now as Jada Sire on the attack. Diving effort made. Nice job, Chloe Bollinger, to keep it alive. Smacking this one over is home, but it's too strong and an Oaks point. 14-5, Oaks on top. They open tonight with a 25-10 win, then 25-19, and now up 14-5. Schmitz again, such a tough serve. I don't get how these girls do it. As it's smacked over by Holm, far side Roney. Roney hammers one into the top of the net, and that's an Ellendale point. Serving now for Ellendale, it'll be Gibson. Olivia Histoff checks in for the Cardinals. Her team trailing 14-6. The righty smacks one over. Nicole Schmitz, the pass to Cox along the far sideline. Leaves it for Jepson, who hammers it. Karam's off the... Well, it's going to end up being four hits on the Ellendale side. Sorry, I stopped talking. I was worried about Taylor Kriege, who dove, it looks like, right into the foot of her head coach. I think she may have missed everyone down there. Hopefully she's all right. She looks fine. And a point Oaks. Wagner to serve. Bollinger, the pass. Henningsen leaves it for Holm. Partially deflected into the air. Schmitz to Cox. Jada Sire, the runner. And it was flailed at. A great save by Bollinger. Henningsen passes to the far side for Histoft. And that one is out of bounds on the attack. Point Oaks. 16-6. Oaks on top in this third set. Claire serves. Goes to the other side of the floor. Punched high into the air by Histoft. Coming to the near side now, Holm will swat one over. Here's Roney punching it high into the air. And Shayla Novak on the second hit will drop it into the middle of the Ellendale defense. Yes, Jay. Yes, Shayla looking like she might be player of the game worthy tonight. Player of the match, I suppose. Player of the game when it comes to football. Wagner serves again. Henningsen, the pass into the middle for Kriege. Taps one over. Abby Cox tries to push one to the back corner, trying to pull a Sadie Hansen. I always love when she does that. She always smiles. It'll eventually drop down for an Oaks point as Holm connects one into the net. Oh, Abby. Just has fun out there, smiling pretty much the entire time. On the serve, it comes back to the Oaks side. Cox, Novak in the middle of the floor. It was blocked. Roney pushes it back into the air. Now Cox, now Sire, and she hammers one into the net, and that'll be a double hit for Novak off the net. And a point for Ellendale. 18-7. See if I can get you a Twins update since we're not carrying the Twins tonight as well. I know my Brewers are winning. Oh, yes, they are. As Nicole Schmitz, the pass to Abby Cox, back to Nicole, and she hammers one off the hands of Greenike. It's kept in the air and pushed over by Kriege. Roney to Abby Cox. Jada Sire angles one down the near side. And Henningsen keeps it alive in the middle of the floor. Fisher off the deflection. Roney keeps it alive for Schmitz. Now Sire pushes one to the back corner. There's Holm. Henningsen, far side, his stop. That one's broken up and kept into the air. Oaks on the attack again. Roney to the back line for Holm, and that one goes out of bounds off the pass from Cassie Holm, and a point for Oaks. That Roney, is that who I just said on the attack? I think so. If so, that'll be kill number two for her. Let's see. Twins are up 4-2. Cleveland, how are the Indians doing? Up 8-0, so Minnesota could still clinch tomorrow. They would just need a win and a Cleveland loss tomorrow. 19-7. Day serves. Day with an ace. Off the arm of Bollinger. 22-7. Uh-oh. What are the football guys doing now? They're flipping burgers. Is that what I heard? I don't know what they're doing. Hey, but I know that Grace Day's got her second ace in a row. Timeout taken by Allendale. I gotta ask Greeny what he's doing right now. Serving up something. All the students starting to leave. I think they may be smelling an end here to the set. Hey, great crowd, by the way. Always appreciate the listeners back home, but love seeing a good crowd here at OHS, especially for homecoming. Fun atmosphere. Hopefully we see the same thing Friday night. So a timeout taken by Allendale. We'll take a quick 30 seconds as well here on the Tornado.
DRN ReadyTech would like to wish all student athletes best of luck this season. As a company who works together to keep our customers connected to the world, our team of experts know the importance of teamwork. From gig internet service and security systems to computer repair, our team must pull together every day to keep our customers connected. Trust your local team of technology solutions experts and visit drnreadytech.coop to find your winning solution.
We resume in the middle of the play as Grace Day serves. It comes back to the Oaks side. Emma Mugley into the game, and Emma Mugley with a kill. All right. Mugley off the blocker, Morgan Fisher. Now it's 22-7. Mugley with a kill. Eh, not too bad of a way to start your night on varsity as Grace Day serves. A couple of passes to the middle. Fisher was blocked. Fisher gets it back. Abby Cox to Emmy Mugley again. This time Mugley a little too strong, and out of bounds it goes. Get a sub coming in. Abby Peterson. A sub in for Allendale to serve. Taylor Kriege. All right, now all the kids are coming back over. I don't know what they're doing. I have no clue. I thought they were leaving. Then they just kind of huddled over for a while as Nicole Schmitz gets a kill to make it 23-8. I don't know, dang kids, whippersnappers, I tell you. Back in my day, all 5 years ago, Mugley to serve, up 23-8, and nearly got an ace, but a couple of good dive and saves keep it alive at the net. Morgan Fisher towers over Abby Cox and blocks one down for a point. Fisher has turned in a pretty good match so far tonight. As we near the end, Oaks 23. Allendale 9 in the third set. Tornadoes took the first two. Serving, Olivia Histoff. Wagner digs it out. Cox sets up for Novak, who is blocked, and that'll fall in for an Allendale point. Fisher with another block. Man, I wish I was keeping track of blocks. She's got to have 4, 5, 6, maybe more. Ah, who remembers? Probably more, huh? That serve goes long. Match point coming up, 24-10. One last sub coming in for Allendale. Going to be Shelby Miller. One last sub. Couple other subs coming in for Oaks. Steiner and Jepson. Steiner will try and close this one up at the service line. Up 24-10, third set. Swats went over. And, ooh, almost a double hit, but Allendale keeps it alive. Peterson flips it back to the other side. Cox for Jepson looking for the win. It was blocked high into the air. There's Sire getting it back to Cox, and now Jepson almost mistimed it. Gets it down, a diving effort made, and it's punched over by Bollinger. Oaks now on the attack. Schmitz looking for the win, and Nicole Schmitz got it. The emphasis makes it 25-10. And Oaks, with a clean sweep, wins 3-0. It's quite the way to end it. Nicole Schmitz laying it down. No chance to stop it. And the Tornadoes, 3-0 victorious tonight. We'll step aside and we'll come back for the postgame show brought to you by B&B Gardens and Oaks in Lisbon. They are your one-stop flower shop. You can count on them for all your floral arrangements. Call 742-2665. That's in Oaks, and then you can reach them in Lisbon at 683-5925. Again, Oaks victorious in straight sets. We'll be right back after this.
Success on the volleyball court depends on the whole team working together to reach a common goal. This is Tanya with First Community Credit Union, and I invite you to stop in and see what our team can do to help you reach your financial goals. From business checking and loans to mortgages and credit cards, we can provide you with a full array of financial services to meet your needs. Best of luck to the Oaks Tornado volleyball team this season, insured by NCUA.
Come home to Oaks Family Pharmacy, where they treat you like family. With great knowledge and customer service, the staff is committed to making your prescription, health, and gift needs as simple as possible. Shingrix and flu vaccines are available. Walk-ins are welcome. This month, Flonase Sensimist is on sale for your seasonal allergies. And check out their new therapeutic compression socks, new Zoom cleaning products, and all your orange and black supplies for homecoming. Visit Oaks Family Pharmacy and experience the quality difference in your care today.
Back to school time, and Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks can help you go to the top of the class. Your projects deserve quality building materials at competitive prices, and you'll get an A when you shop at Mertz Lumber. Their tools, building supplies, and farm and home supplies measure up to the test. Practice your ABCs and 1-2-3s and stop at Mertz Lumber and Supply in Ellendale and Oaks, where back to school time is home project time.
It's here, and it's that time of year again. Stop at Terrace Rifty White Pharmacy and get your flu shot. No appointment necessary, and it's free with major insurance carriers. If your schedule is busy, just call Terrace Rifty White and let Tara bring the flu shot to you. Protect yourself and those you love. The flu season is right around the corner. Flu shots available at Terrace Rifty White, 610 Main Avenue in Oaks, 742-3824. Locally owned, locally trusted, and locally loved.
Hey, this is junior setter Sadie Hansen, and you're listening to Tornado Volleyball on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, The Tornado.
Back here to the postgame show, brought to you by B&B Gardens of Oaks and Lisbon. Oaks wins 3-0. Ace Sauerwein with you here. Let's recap and get on with the rest of our Tuesday night, shall we? Set number one went 25-10. Oaks pretty handily in that first set won. Second set, that was the battle. Oaks at one point trailed by as many as 4 points. I think the score was 19-15. I was trying to calculate that score with all my tally marks and chicken scratch. But it was something like that, 19-15-ish. And Oaks would go on a run. Actually, I bet it was 18-15-ish. Yeah, they definitely didn't go on a run. 18, yeah, something like that. Like I said, it was a 4 or 3 point difference. I can never keep track of all my, like I said, it's just scribbling, pretty much scribbling up here. But Oaks ended up taking that second set 25-19. They ran away with it a tad at the end, but pretty much through and through, that was as close as maybe I've seen all season so far. I've only watched about maybe a quarter of their matches, but nonetheless, they take the second one 25-19, and the third one was very similar to the first, 25-10, same score and everything. Well, the stats were again piled up for Nicole Schmitz. She finished her night with, I think it was 15 kills and at least one ace mixed in as well. She was dominant. The leading attacker for Oaks comes through again. Shayla Novak, though, she had a great outing, maybe her best so far, at least from what I've seen as well this season. She ended up having 9 kills on the night. Jada Sire had a pair of kills, pair of aces. Abby Cox was good at the line, or the service stripe, rather. She had 4 aces to go to her name in her first start at setter this season. So, and again, that's not an easy thing. I know Abby played setter earlier in spring and summer, but that's not easy, especially when you're just a couple weeks into the season trying to adjust. But She did adjust, and I thought she was good moving forward, you know, through the second half of the second set, and then the third set. It looks like she settled down, and she finishes with four aces tonight. Jepsen had a couple kills. Roney had a couple kills. Grace Day had a pair of aces. Steiner had at least one ace, and then Claire Wagner had an ace of her own. Time for the player of the game, brought to you by Bank North. Bank North, values-based banking. Visit the staff in Oaks or call 742-2694. I'm going to go Shayla Novak. Partially, I think the homecoming queen coronation last night. Kind of, you know, you have to mix that in. She's having herself a wonderful couple of days. So just overall, congratulations to Shayla on everything these last 2 days. And she wins player of the game tonight with 9 kills to her name. Now we're going to look forward to the keys to our next match, which will be Thursday. Keys to the match brought to you by Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks. Mertz, let them provide you with quality products to repair, redecorate, or remodel your home. Mertz is where you can expect hometown hospitality with uptown expertise. I think it is just, you know, it's as simple as adjusting to playing without Sadie Hansen right now. Hansen was there, you know, pretty much the rock in the middle of the team, led the team in assists, obviously being the setter, was great at the service line as well. So just trying to, you know, kind of find the next piece to step up and try and keep your heads above water for the next couple of weeks until hopefully Sadie can come back. And again, fingers crossed for her. She said she was kind of hoping a couple weeks is what she said. That's no official diagnosis or timetable or anything. But that's what Sadie was telling me earlier tonight. Keys to the next game brought to you by Mertz Lumber and Supply. And our next broadcast will be Thursday night. Oaks travels to South Border. They travel to Ashley, to be specific. They'll take on the Mustangs. It'll be about a 7-ish start time, I believe. And Oaks will look to cap off a 2-0 week and go into a weekend in which they don't have a tournament. That's the first tournament. First weekend, rather, they will be vacant. They don't have anything going on. I think there's been their last 3 weekends they've been in tournament play. So, and it comes at a good time with all the injuries mounting up as well. So hopefully they can rest up, get healthy, and reset next week. But first things first, this Thursday against South Border. Homecoming football this Friday. We'll have it for you on the Tornado. Oaks against Lisbon, 7 o'clock start time. And that is our sports broadcast for the rest of the week. All right. I'm done here. From Oaks High School, signing off. Oaks again wins 3 sets to none, 25-10, 25-19, and 25-10 once again. Oaks now improves on the season to 22-1. And with that, I'm signing off. So long, and have a great rest of your Tuesday evening. You've been listening to Tornadoes Volleyball here on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, and online at newsdakota.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you Thursday. You've been listening to Oaks Tornadoes Volleyball on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, and online at newsdakota.com. Oaks Volleyball is brought to you by First Community Credit Union, Oaks Family Pharmacy, Mertz Lumber and Supply of Ellendale and Oaks, Terrace Thrifty White Pharmacy, Hills Cabinetry and Window Decor, Praska's Hardware Hank, Economy Oil, Dickey Rural Networks, Harris Machine Company, B&B Gardens, Custom Machine, JQ Clothing Company and Computer Express in Oaks, Oaks Truck and Trailer, Gramlow LTD of Fullerton, Bank North, Columbia Grain, Sanford Health, Edward Jones, Andy Delabar, your financial advisor, Quilton Sill, James Valley Grain, and Dominee Sales and Service. It's Oaks, it's Milner North Sergeant, it's Volleyball on the Tornado, coming up next. Tune in this Thursday as the Oaks Tornadoes take on the Lemoore-Litchville-Marion Lobos at around 7 o'clock.